You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
For the first time this season, we are going to talk about the over 500 Houston Astros. I mean, I say it's the first time. Of course, they were 1-0 to start the season, but they have finally climbed over to the 500 mark, and we'll talk about that with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Footer. Brian, so this was a very good homestand. You know, going into that, they were playing the Reds and the Angels, and they were 3 games under 500, and, you know, you could feel like that they understood that if they just, took care of business, that they would definitely come out of it as a winning team. And it really couldn't have gone any better for them, right?
Yeah, it couldn't. I mean, 5-1 against, you know, two teams that you should beat. The only game they lost was a game which they lost in extra innings to the Reds. So, I mean, they were just, a hair away from going 6-0. But, hey, you'll take 5-1. And, you know, we thought last week, like you said, we had, you know, they have a chance to go on this big road trip here over 500. And here they are at 37-36. They're only 2.5 out in the wild card. And, you know, they're now in second place in the division. I know the Rangers are way ahead of them, but they're in the thick of it. So I think it's going to be a fun summer.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Were they, you know, people have asked me, like, are they playing at their level now, or are they playing a little above their level? I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, I'm just not crazy about the makeup of the rotation. I've been saying that for a while. I find it to be very good, but average. I mean, do you think that this is they're playing at their level, or they're just a little overachieving?
Well, I'm starting to think they're playing at their level because, you know, they've played, since May 1st, they're 30-19. So they've played better for longer than they played poorly in the month of April. So, for a while I was wondering that myself. Is this just an average team playing a little bit better? But, you know, the longer they keep winning and keep winning these series, you have to believe that, okay, this, you know, April was an aberration, and, you know, here they are, and they're going to make a run at this. The starting pitching hasn't been great, but over the last 7-8 turns through the rotation, it's been pretty good. I mean, Keuchel and McHugh have had a couple of pretty good starts under their belts, and you look at what Fister's done, and McCullers is okay. He's keeping in games. Fires has a couple of good starts under his belt, so the starting pitching has stabilized a little bit. And I think that's, you know, as always, that's going to be the biggest reason whether they win or lose. But some spots in the rotation are stepping up as well. But to answer your question, I'm starting to believe that this is who they are, that they have a chance to reel off, these last 85 to 90 games. You have a chance to win a lot of them and win a lot of series and get back in, really back in contention for the wild card.
Yeah, it's been a pretty impressive run. One of the players we don't talk about enough or a lot is Marwin Gonzalez, who has really been a really steady player for this team for several years. And he had a big part in the Astros' win in the finale with the Angels. A go-ahead hit in the eighth inning. He had a 7-22 homestand. He's just a really good, solid, all-around baseball player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, I still think at the end of the day, he's most valuable as that utility guy who can play a little of everywhere, play 3 or 4 days a week. But since they sent down Tyler White, he's got the majority of the starts now at first base. So I think he started every game during the homestand in which they went 5-1. He did really well. And so, you know, maybe he just needed this opportunity. You know, you talked about Tupe and Correa and some of the guys on the team, and, you know, they're not surprised by what he's doing. In fact, Altuve said after they swept the Angels that he gets mad when he sees that Gonzalez isn't in the lineup because he thinks he can be an everyday player. But, he's taken advantage of the opportunity. And, yeah, people forget how long he's been on this team. I think he's the first player acquired by Jeff Luhnow after he was, you know, he was hired during the winter meetings in 2011, and then the Rule 5 draft the next day, they acquire Marwin Gonzalez. So, you got to be happy for a guy like that who's been through the losses and has waited for his opportunity, and he's getting it and taking advantage of it. But even if they bring up A.J. Reed at some point and he goes back to that super role player, very valuable player for them to have.
And Carlos Correa, who, nobody is ever questioning what his abilities are. He's had his ups and downs this season. Really has come on lately and shown a lot of why we think that he's going to be a superstar for the next decade. But he's also doing the little things. And he, running out the ball and just going that extra mile. And that's really been helping them a lot. And he seems to be a pretty smart, tough baseball player.
Yeah, Tuesday night he gets the walk-off hit. And I don't think anybody expected anything differently when he came up. He's already got 4 career walk-off hits. I think I saw a stat that said Derek Jeter had 7 in his career. So,
Right.
And I asked him about what he likes about that situation, and he said, this is what you play for, game on the line. This is what he envisions all the time. He wants to be in that situation, and he's flourished. And then in the Wednesday game against the Angels, you mentioned it, he beat out what would have been a double play ball to end the inning. He's playing on a bum foot, which he had just fouled the ball off, and you know, he beats out the ground ball at first. Marwin scores the third run, which ends up being huge because the Angels tack one on and they win 3-2. So, even though he's not putting up the huge numbers that we expected, they're still really good. He's now hitting fourth in the lineup. He's as much of a key piece of what they're doing offensively as anybody, and he's a part of the fabric and the heart and soul of the team. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, it's good to see that. They have a tough weekend coming up with a series at Kansas City. So we'll keep our eye on that. But safe travels, and thanks a lot, Brian. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Allison. Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.